So that's one thing about Carl. He's got a, well, I guess you can kind of call it a hotline. So when something's going down and unsheltered relatives that do have phones, yeah, they'll usually call him, and so he'll go and try to see what they can do.
So, Lola Ma, my name is Carl Moore. I'm an Indigenous activist here in Salt Lake City. I try to make sure that people are taken care of.
So, I wake up every day and I do rounds. I just go and I check on different communities. There's communities all over Salt Lake City who are unsheltered. I check on people. They tell me what they need. Sometimes they tell me they need a ride to the hospital. Sometimes they tell me they need a ride to Maverick, you know. I just do what I can, where I can, when I can. I've been detained for trying to help people not get their belongings, their house, their literal house, their tents being stolen from them. I've been detained. So I guess my point is that there are people that are there for the legislation part of it. I'm just there to try and make sure that people are clothed and fed and that they're being helped out in the way that they need, their immediate needs are met. So my work is limited by both by time and by money, because I only have so much time in a day for me to check on people. I find myself being out, you know, from 10 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock in the morning till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning sometimes, just depending on what people need and the situation that's going on. I get calls at 4 o'clock in the morning, like I said, of police officers kicking people out of their tents. Time. Time is a constraint for me.
So when this whole COVID situation started, we quickly saw a rise in the Indigenous community on the effect that it's been taking on them. I know that Navajo Nation lost a huge disproportionate amount of people during the COVID epidemic. And so we were just trying to figure out the best way that we could help. One of those ways was providing COVID test kits to make sure that everyone got tested and got tested out where they were. You know, in Navajo land, a lot of people live miles and miles and miles, you know, could be up to 100 miles away from a rural center or a city. So we provided a mobile testing centers that helped out in that way. So the air protectors also helped out by feeding the people. We collected probably over $80,000 of monies to purchase food, and we delivered our food to all the tribes in Utah, which was a good thing.
My optimism comes by people's gratitude, by the people that I serve, their gratitude. They're constantly saying, thank you, thank you, thank you for seeing me as a human being, thank you for not judging me. That's the satisfaction that I get. As far as the whole things changing, I don't see a change happening until the public can realize that people that are in shelter are just like you and I, and that we could be in that same situation where most of us are two paychecks away from being in that same situation. My optimism comes from the people and by their resilience.